The Democratic presidential candidates are going to face off for their, where is this, 4,264th debate tonight in Las Vegas, give or take. Actually, it's their 15th. It feels like a lot, though. Wolf Blitzer is going to moderate the event. The event's going to feature questions from voters who have been carefully screened so as to make sure they are not plants. Why, you might ask? Well, Hillary Clinton has been getting some heat for planting a question in Iowa this week. Meanwhile, John McCain is fighting claims he wasn't harsh enough on a South Carolina supporter who called Hillary a naughty word, which you are going to hear in a moment, so cover your virginal ears. We wondered how these candidates have been handling these public events where anything might happen, and here to take us through it is John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico.com. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for jumping in at the last minute here.
Happy to do it.
Let's go back to Monday night in South Carolina. John McCain is taking questions when a little old lady stands up. I actually don't know if she's little or old.
She was a lady.
She was well coiffed and right, well, a woman of a certain age.
Let's pretend she is because it's more fun. When a possibly little old lady stands up and says,
"How do we beat the bitch?"
A little bit of straight talk from the Straight Talk Express.
The bad word. And then this is what John McCain did. He kind of shuffled around nervously. There was some laughter for 30 seconds, and he comes back with this.
Right. But that's an excellent question. You might know that there was a poll yesterday, a Rasmussen poll, I identify it, that shows me 3 points ahead of Senator Clinton in a head-to-head matchup. I respect Senator Clinton. I respect anyone who gets the nomination of the Democrat Party.
A good question. Really, John Harris?
Well, it was kind of an old lady-like comment, and McCain is getting some heat for not standing up more forcefully to the woman and saying, look, that was inappropriate. I can appreciate his bind. That's not what you're trying to do as a candidate, is tell your own supporters that they've got bad manners or spoken inappropriately. I think McCain is right. He does have respect for Senator Clinton, and what's more, Senator Clinton has respect for him. That certainly would not be true of many of the other Republican contenders. They've got a good relationship. What is the show for maybe the millionth time in the last couple of years? You're always on in this YouTube age. You never know like what sort of innocuous campaign event is going to be the one that's going to start echoing through the news cycle.
Yeah, because this was kind of a quiet little setting. It wasn't a debate. It wasn't something where he had 10 cameras on him. And yet, anywhere you are now, you could possibly end up on YouTube, as this has.
Absolutely. I mean, it was kind of an awkward thing. I don't know. What would you have said if, one of your radio guests had said something like that? Would you'd have had this moment where, should I rebuke the person or should I just overlook it and move on?
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of, if you watch the clip, you can see that sort of wheels turning.
Yes.
I mean, what exactly are these candidates supposed to do, you think, when they're out on the stump? And, you know, the thing that I have known from covering politics, being around it, is that the politicians are pretty crazy. Their true believers are like off the res a lot of the times.
And
like,
I get emails from lots of them.
What do you do if you're somebody and your supporters get up there and say something, really incendiary, but you sort of don't want to slap them down too hard? They are there volunteering.
Right. Well, in retrospect, obviously McCain should have said, well, thanks for the question. I certainly disagree with your description. Blah, blah, blah. Let's move on. But it's hard to do this on the spur of the moment. Everybody's a little smarter in retrospect than they are, in the glare of the moment.
Well, let's move over to Hillary and talk about some problems she had this week involving a campaign event in Iowa. Can you give us the backstory on that?
You're talking about the planted question?
That would be the one.
It turn out that she, her aides, I think in two separate occasions, had sidled up to people and said, the senator would really appreciate a question on X. And then the question got asked. I wasn't exactly shocked by this. I had lunch the other day with somebody who's been a top operative for several Democratic campaigns, not ever worked for Hillary Clinton, but had worked for Al Gore. He says, look, this is done all the time. The trick is just to be a little crafty about it so it doesn't become a big story.
Yeah, this kind of blew up initially because this young gal from Grinnell College in Iowa, alma mater of Wynn Rosenfeld, video producer on this fine show.
Yeah, right. It's an excellent school.
And she wanted to ask a question, if I remember right, about something about energy and comparing Hillary's thoughts on to the other candidates. And they said, actually, they opened a binder, as she says, that had all these questions. And at the top was printed college student, like insert college student question here. And then she.
Oh, that's bad.
And this started to sort of get out. Is you said you're not surprised this is common.
Well, it's not shocking. The thing is, it's not helpful to Senator Clinton, because this does play into a perception, just like that awkward answer she gave on illegal immigrants and whether they should have driver's license, that she everything is just too staged, too perfect, too meticulously orchestrated about her campaign, not authentic. And so for people who are prone to believe that, this just seems like another occasion they can roll their eyes and say, see what I mean?
Well, as they get busted on this stuff, is there any chance that they'll stop doing it?
I would guess that they probably won't do it
at Grinnell College again.
Do it a little bit more shrewdly. I mean, the thing is, and I've spent a lot of time around Senator Clinton, like, she doesn't need planted questions. She's pretty quick on her feet, arguably quicker on her feet than John McCain was with that other question. I don't know. This is a kind of a mini tempest. It comes as part of a succession of mini tempests that which have kind of hit her campaign. I don't know. We'll find out if they add up to anything.
Yeah, we'll find out.
They have emboldened her opponents to say, you know, look, see, you know, is this really who we want?
We'll find out tonight as the Dems
square off. They're
all going to
be ganging up on her, but trying to do it nicely so as not to look like sexist bullies.
And if that 2,756 debate starts to bore you, there's always the buffet over at the Rio, which I can tell you firsthand is delicious. John Harris, editor-in-chief of Politico.com. Thanks a lot, man.
So long. We'll be right back.